I want to talk about General Magic. You brought the General Magic with you.
Well, you asked me to.
This is the most important, I think, after Apple, one of the most important events in Silicon Valley was these great minds like yours going, and didn't Andy went with you, didn't he?
Andy Hertzfeldt, Mark Barat, and were the co-founders, and we brought some of the best minds at Apple, in spite of Apple's grumbling, and other great minds that we knew from other places.
Yeah.
A lot of my friends came there.
Yeah.
And it was kind of an incubator. I think we failed at our main task of what we
ironically
wanted to do.
Yeah.
But we brought a team of people together that ended up doing wonderful things in Silicon Valley.
Yeah.
Like we became sort of like, I don't know, the training wheels for people that went on to do wonderful things.
Andy Rubin invented
with
Android.
And Tony Fadell.
Oh, Tony Fadell,
the iPod and the iPhone.
Yeah.
I go through a roster of general magicians, and many of them have contributed a lot to
But you were early. You were probably before your time, right? This is the General Magic device.
Well,
first, show me the inspiration.
This is the prototype. So this is actually a 8mm video cassette tape. Anybody remember that format?
Yeah, right? I still
Nobody
have a few that,
that
I have to convert.
But,
yeah.
And the idea was a kind of a cross between a digital camera and a pager, that you could take a picture and flip it over and write a little something and send it off into the internet.
Oh, how interesting.
And a telecard would drop into your daughter's pocket. And she'd pick it up. Oh, I got a telecard from Dad. Now, remember, this is before texting. There was no text messaging. Okay? And this is before the internet.
And before photo cards.
There was no web.
Yeah.
There was no web browsers.
And there was no digital cell infrastructure.
Well, way it was before a photo card. Photo card was 20 years later. Right. So, and what we tried to do... actually, John, we brought together a team of consumer electronic giants, 20 major guys, Panasonic, Philips. This is Mark Perrat's genius, was we can't reproduce the Sony Betamax versus VHS fiasco where customers ended up stuck with a technology that was incompatible with what they could rent at the video rental store.
Right.
So we wanted all these guys to play together, like you buy a compact disc with music on it.
We used to do that.
You buy a compact disc with music, it'd work on anybody's player, whether it's from Toshiba or from Panasonic or...
Standards. Yeah.
So Mark got together all these giants and said, come and work with us. We will ensure a interoperability that you could make a telecard transceiver, a magic cap device, that would send cards... And it didn't matter which brand you had to receive them.
So really, General Magic was doing the software, and you hoped to have a platform that others would build the hardware for.
Well, we did a reference platform of hardware.
Right,
then gave to Philips and Sony.
Right.
Did they follow along? Well, so, for example, this is the Sony Magic Link. Maybe it's a little bit bigger than this.
Well, as it turned out, it had to be, right?
Well, here was the problem, I think. So we really failed for three different reasons.
Yeah.
One is that the hardware was too expensive and not subsidized.
Right.
You know, when you buy an iPhone today and it's free, being free with a two-year contract, really it's not free. Really, it's a $400 iPhone.
Right.
Well, these things weren't subsidized by a contract, and the cost of materials to build one of these was much more than a cost to build an iPhone these days.
Really?
Things weren't the same kind of scale that we are today.
It was
so
a touch.
That's the first is, this thing came out like, I think, $750 and worked its way down toward $300, but it needed to be $50 so that each member of a family would have one.
Right.
You know, when you buy walkie-talkies, you don't buy one.
Right.
Nobody has a walkie. You buy a walkie and a talkie. And we wanted each member of a family to have one.
Right.
Now, the problem was, with that expense, people felt it had to be more than just a telecard transceiver.
Right.
Right? It had to do more to be worth that. And what John Warnock, who was on our board, said, he says, you have a beautiful idea here, a fresh idea of the telecard. It's a new way of communicating with other people.
Right.
Entertain me with a picture on the front and put a message on the back and keep it short and sweet so I don't get inundated like an email. But when you take PIM functions, you know, all your
calendar,
meeting organizers
contacts,
and calendars and you know, all the different functions you add around it, what you end up with, instead of a rose, you end up with a bouquet. And, yeah, there's a rose in the middle, but people won't even see the rose. And so that's one of the things that happened. The second is the infrastructure wasn't there. Digital cellular had not been deployed. So, like, the Sony unit had an RJ11 jack. You had to go plug it into a phone jack to send and receive. You could queue up things to be sent and received, but they didn't actually get sent or received till you plugged it in. Now, the Motorola one did better than that. It had a radio in it, but it used this ancient Artist system that was, like, 1,200 baud and expensive. And
Artist. I remember Artist. Yeah.
Yeah. So we were ahead of our time that way. The other way we were ahead of our time, the third way, is we had the best and brightest of all these big consumer electronic giants. And then in 1993, the internet happened. Mosaic came out, and people started seeing this is where things are going. And so our partners, rightly so, said, well, this thing with its small black and white screen, that's not a web browser. Let's pull our best guys back to go work on the web. And they did, and that was the right thing for them to do. But it also meant that a big exodus of people working on the General Magic thing.
They called it Bill and Wired Magazine called it Bill and Andy's Excellent Adventure. but it
was wonderful working with Andy.
It must have been. Oh, Andy's another wonderful.
We shared a cubicle.
Warm, sweet guy.
I love him.
Yeah, yeah,
I love him, and he's smart, and he's got a great heart.
Yeah,
you know he.
Isn't that interesting that you know so many people with great hearts, great vision, great minds, but. A lot of times great minds don't go with great hearts, but so many of you in the Macintosh group had that spirit. And I guess you have to credit Steve for putting that team together.
Well, you know, he said make a dent in the world, and he meant in a good way.
Right.
You know, make a difference. Make your life count by making other people's lives better.